Shalom Aleichem. Today we are going to start the halachas of refuah on Shabbos. There is a lot to cover, and things may remain unclear through this process until we get into the sugya and we get the principles and the consequences and ramifications down. So we are going to start defining various categories of a chole. Obviously, on one extreme is a pikuach nefesh, a real sakana, or even a suffix sakana, that the person's life is in danger, or even potentially in danger. In those situations, obviously, we can be mechal or Shabbos. We can do a deoraisa when necessary, and it's in fact a mitzvah to do so to save a Jewish life. We're not going to start with that extreme. We're going to start on a much less extreme, somebody who is not feeling well a little bit. Somebody, for example, has a headache, not a migraine. Somebody who has a toothache, but not an extreme toothache. Somebody who has a minor eye irritation, an earache, but not extreme, a minor stomach ache. So what is permitted, if anything, to do on behalf of those people? So we're going to start building out categories, and as we go through, we'll have more and more categories and more halachas with regards to each of the categories. Now we're going to start with the tour. We're going to start with the tour that says in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chav Ches, that's where we find primarily Hilchos Shabbos, Refuah on Shabbos, Ko Refuah Asru La'asos B'Shabbos, Gzeira Mishum Shchika Sammanim. He says that refuah is prohibited on Shabbos because of the concern there's a deoraisa of grinding, and grinding of herbs would be an iser deoraisa. In order to make medicine, you have to grind. And we are concerned if somebody is going to be taking medicine on Shabbos, even if they're not going to be grinding per se, we're concerned that they may come to grind because that is what's necessary to create medication, create medicine. You grind things in order to have it. So we see there that refuah is prohibited on Shabbos because of the concern. It's an gzeira derabanan that we may come to do the iser doraisa of grinding, of tochen. So the Beis Yosef goes through an analysis. What are we talking about? Because if we're talking about a chola sheyesh bo sakana, that is a category, a pikuach nefesh, somebody who is very sick, that it's life-threatening, so we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So we can't be saying that you can't take refuah, you can't take medications, Advil and the like on Shabbos because of the concern you may come to grind. Because if it's somebody who has a real sakana, suffix sakana, then obviously you can take medication. You can do a lot more than that. You can be mechal Shabbos miadoraisa, and taking of medication when you're not grinding the herbs is going to be a durabanan, a rabbinic decree, a gezeira that you may come to do an iser doraisa. Then he goes to the various categories of cholim. We have a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and we have a chola that may lose a limb, and we have a chola she'ein bo sakana. We'll go through these amir tashem in the future. And he turns out at the end of the day that where there's a prohibition of not taking medication, that's the prohibition, the rabbinic prohibition, the gzeira derabanan, of not taking medication, and that could be in pill form or syrup form and the like, that applies specifically to the what we're going to call the lowest category of sickness that we're going to analyze. It's called a michush be'alma. It's a minor ache, a slightly ill. To such a person, there is an iser derabanan to take medication. So the Beis Yosef says as follows, hilkach al korchach tzorech lomar. It has to be when we are saying that there's this gzeira derabanan, that is talking about somebody, somebody who has a slight illness, a slight ache, but the person still is active, he's acting like a healthy person. It's not that his sickness is such that he has to go to bed. That would be the next category, a chola she'ein bo sakana. We're talking about somebody who is, quote-unquote, a michush be'alma. So, michush be'alma, v'hu mitchazek v'holech kabari, he, the chol Kahai Gavna Ein Matirin. When it comes to somebody who has a michush ba'alma, a slight ache, we do not permit Ein Matirin Afilu Shvus to Divrei. We don't even permit a Durabanan Vafilu Ayal De Goy, and you can't even permit a non-Jew to do a Durabanan for you because it's only a michush ba'alma. The Lo'od Afilu Shvus to Divrei. She'ein behem mishum alacha, gazu mishum shchikas hamamani. Even if you have a derabanan that does not involve a malacha, it's simply something that is refuah based. He can't do refuah, but it's not going to be something that's going to lead you to do a malacha. Nonetheless, the gzeir of shchikas hamanim, that is, we're concerned you're going to go and grind herbs, still Chazal made it a broader prohibition, a rabbinic prohibition, that even refuah, that is not going to lead you. You don't make this refuah, you don't make these medicines by grinding herbs. Nonetheless, Chazal said refuah is going to be prohibited rabbinically. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows, to wrap it together, mishiyesh lo michush be'alma, somebody who has a slight ache, michush be'alma, v'hu mitchazik v'olech be'bari, nonetheless, he's up, he's not in bed, he is continuing in his life like a healthy person, but he has that headache, he has some other ache or pain, asr la saslo shum refuah, you can't do any refuah for him, tafilo al yedeinu yud, even by a goy, if you instruct a goy to do something, that would be an isr derabanan, that's amir la'akum. Why can't we do refuah on Shabbos for somebody who has a michush ba'alma? Gzeira mishum shchika samani, because the gzeira that we may come to grind up. So today what we've covered, and we'll try to recap each day because we're building a picture so we can see all of the halachas, refuah and Shabbos, we have primarily targeted the most basic level, the lowest level of sickness on Shabbos, and that is called a michush be'alma, somebody who has a slight ache, a slight pain, but the person is functioning otherwise. And we said that for such a sickness, an illness, a pain, an ache, that Chazal instituted a rabbinic prohibition of refuah on Shabbos, because somebody may come to grind herbs, and even if it's not the type of refuah, medicine, medication, or other manipulation of the body or the like, that does not require grinding of herbs. It's still included in the gzeira derabanan that we may come to do shchikas hamanim, and refuah accordingly is going to be prohibited for somebody who is categorized as a michush be'alman. Amir Hashem, we will continue going through the sugya tomorrow with a new question. Have a wonderful day.